silent majority
is no longer silent.
It's the War Room
with Owen Scheuer.
Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it turns out, as new studies are revealing, that most health epidemics can actually be traced back to the root cause of diet and nutrition. Here's Leanne McAdoo with the latest on Alzheimer's.
I came across some really interesting information that I think is going to be urgent for anyone out there who has been affected by Alzheimer's. Practically every one of us knows at least one person whose life has been affected by this disease. If it runs in your family, you just prepare yourself that it could happen to you or someone that you love. By 2050, we're on track to have 15 million Alzheimer's patients in the United States alone. Those numbers are staggering, and it's why most Americans just accept Alzheimer's as an inevitable way of life due to aging or bad genes. But in reality, less than 1% of the population develops this disease due to a genetic mutation in their DNA. Now we're learning that much like with cancer or heart disease or diabetes or other conditions, it's not due to genetics, but the risk is related to lifestyle and behavioral factors. And that's really important because it means that we have the power to take actions right now to change the outcome. In a recently released large-scale study, researchers found that a 10% increase in consumption of ultra-processed foods led to a 12% increase in overall cancer events. Now, the study isn't that shocking. Mostly as a nation, we've become pretty cognizant of how ultra-processed foods and partially hydrogenated oils are having a really detrimental effect on our overall health. But this study did really catch the eye of Dr. Lisa Moscone and others at the Alzheimer's Prevention Clinic at Weill Cornell Medical, because the BMJ study, their findings really lined up so closely with research in their field that linked diet and risk of Alzheimer's. This new BMJ study underscored their research showing how important lifestyle changes could be to delaying or possibly avoiding altogether the onset of this disease. Dr. Moscone says the consensus among scientists is that over one-third of all Alzheimer's cases could be prevented by improving our lifestyle. This includes cardiovascular fitness, keeping our brains intellectually stimulated, and perhaps most of all, eating better. And for Dr. Moscone and others at the Alzheimer's Prevention Clinic, eating better means addressing the ultra-processed foods that can make up half of the American diet in most cases. Ultra-processed foods include mass-produced, packaged foods, as well as foods containing manufactured substances like hydrogenated oils, also known as trans fats. So this means commercial breads and buns and biscuits and crackers, packaged snacks, industrialized confectionery and desserts like icing that you put on your children's cakes and cupcakes, sodas and sweetened drinks, meat products like cold cuts and chicken nuggets, instant noodles and soups, frozen or shelf-stable ready meals, margarine, processed cheese, and most creamers. These are the foods whose consumption triggered an increase of cancer rates in the BMJ study, and according to Dr. Moscone, consuming these foods also increases your risk for cognitive decline and dementia. And also, when you're looking at the label, you really want to pay attention to the ingredients. The label might say zero trans fats per serving, but if you look closer, you're likely to find partially hydrogenated oils in the top five ingredients. Partially hydrogenated oils have been widely used as ingredients since the 1950s to increase shelf life and flavor stability of processed foods. Now think about it. At that exact same time, we've seen a dramatic increase in new cancer cases, heart disease, diabetes, and other conditions. So here's a tip. If your food can last in your pantry for weeks and weeks without going stale, it's likely that trans fats are keeping them fresh. Again, by 2050, 15 million people will or will not be diagnosed with Alzheimer's. In other words, Alzheimer's is not some disease.
All right, a great report from Leanne McAdoo. It's all about the trilogy of health. Ladies and gentlemen, your physical health, your mental health, and your spiritual health. What do you do to maintain your health? It's all about your health, folks.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It really is crazy when you think about it. Humans have created, accepted, and embraced an environment that kills us. We put poisonous chemicals in the food and in the water, so much so that it becomes impossible to stop. The fluoride has now permeated everything. It gets into the water that we use to water our crops, water the animals, the livestock. So then that's everywhere in the food, in the water, all those chemicals. We voluntarily put chemicals in the food that we then learn or previously already knew, just didn't tell you, lead to cancer, diabetes, other diseases. Then they roll out the 5G cell phone network because it's cool so that you can watch the latest Kardashian Snapchat quicker without having to download it. And it all used to be, see, cell phones used to be about cell phones. Now nobody even talks on the phone anymore, and the cell phone is a cancer bot Imperial probe droid. Welcome to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Here on Resurrection Monday, the day after Easter, and we've got some news to cover. Light guest schedule today. Just Leo Zagami joining me from Italy in the first hour. We'll be talking about the blasphemous Pope. Roger Stone in the second hour. In the third hour, I'll probably open up the phone lines to a wide range of topics that we're going to be covering today. But it's just incredible. And so Alex did a great show today that was refreshing, because it was a step away from politics, and he got off of the air today talking about how he's never going back to talk politics. It's all going to be health. Alex, if you're listening right now, it was refreshing today, but I doubt that'll be the case. But it's amazing because you'd think it'd be the biggest story. But what it is that we've already accepted our fate. Everybody knows the fast food, the processed food is bad for you. You don't need to read the studies. It's instinctual. It's in your gut. It's common sense. You go up to someone, you say, here's a McPatty or a chicken nugget. And then here's fresh fruit, you know, a fresh pineapple, a fresh watermelon or fresh celery or something. You say, hey, which one is more healthy for you? Which one has more health benefits? Which is better for you in the long term in your health? I think everyone would choose the fresh fruit and fresh vegetables over the McPatty and the McNugget. And it's just anything, any fast food, any processed food. So it's instinctual. Everybody knows it. Yet how many people, what percentage of those 100% that would agree with that, what percentage of them still consciously choose to eat the poisonous food, to drink the poisonous water? I mean, a very high percentage. It's the same thing with cell phones. Yes, they already knew that they were causing cancer or tumors or whatever have you. They cannot let you know that when they release it to the public. So they release it to the public. It becomes so big, Everyone's got it. It's part of, it's like your hand now. It's basically just a fixture of your body now. Your cell phone never leaves you. And so now you find out it causes cancer. Oh, well, what are we going to do now, right? Everyone already has a cell phone. I need it to live. I can't do anything without it. Scientific American Journal, new studies link cell phone radiation with cancer. You know, it's funny. First of all, A, Alex Jones has been talking about this for years. B, we've got a fill-in producer today who was literally jumping up and down about 2 months ago about this. You remember that? Sending me messages like, they're about to roll out the 5G. Nothing else matters. The 5G is going to destroy the brain waves and the DNA with all the cell waves. And it's like, man, okay. Well, shoot. I've just got a declassified document from the GOP talking about Hillary's collusion with the FBI, the DOJ, and Fusion GPS, and Barack Obama going along with it, and Comey lying. Oh my gosh, I mean, it's so big. Democrats paying women off to lie about President Trump. Democrats funding protests all around the nation that then they pretend are organic on the mainstream media. And we're in the middle of this and it's like, hey buddy, we're literally being killed right now. You know, I mean, hello, woohoo. This is the tumor. This is the tumor right here. This probe droid, this cell phone. This is the tumor. So then the question is, in fact, you know what? That's the question for today. This is going to be the question today. I'm going to open up the phone lines now. Is this Pandora's box? And can it be closed? Can we stop the development of this technology that's killing our DNA? Killing us, killing our humanity, making us brain dead, making us obsessed with this, and will eventually make us all want to become robots. Hey, guess what, bud? You can't live on this planet anymore. We got so many radio waves firing back and forth and internet waves and now the 5G. Oh, it'll be 6G next. That'll probably be the one that wipes us out. So you know what? You gotta just plug your brain into this. You gotta just get off of the physical realm and just go digital, dude, because you can't even live here anymore. Okay, there is the image. Pull that back up of your brain before cell phone use, cool, normal, stable. After cell phone use, red, unstable. And you know, so what am I supposed to do? So I mean, I was a kid in high school. I would spend hours on the phone with my high school girlfriend and essentially be laying on my cell phone like this on the pillow and even fall asleep probably dozens of times. So am I going to get a brain tumor now? And am I allowed to sue a cell phone company for not telling me that that was going to be the case? Oh, they didn't know. New studies reveal. That's a bunch of bull, man. They knew that day one. Just like they knew day one with the televisions, how powerful that was going to be. So they didn't release them to the public until the government had properly researched them for 5 years before public release. So that's my question today. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. Is Pandora's box already open with the new technology, the cell phones, the radio waves, all of it? Is that Pandora's box or can we close it? Can humanity consciously say, I'm not going to turn into this? I'm not going to become a cell phone. I'm not going to become an imperial probe droid. I'm going to remain a human. I'm going to put down the brainwashing flicker rate television screen, the brainwashing flicker rate cell phone screen. I'm going to step away and I'm going to go back into the elements. Or is it too late? Have we already opened Pandora's box and there's no putting the genie back in the bottle? Would we even want to? Do humans even want to save themselves? Do humans even have the capacity mentally, physically, and spiritually to save themselves anymore? Or has it, that's the thing. Hey, bud, your cell phone can give you cancer. It's like, I'll be at the gym and you see these people that like girls will put their cell phones on their breasts while they're working out. Or guys will have it like tucked into their, to their waist right by their genitals. And I want to go up to them and I'm like, hey man, you know, hey girl, that's, you know, that cell phone is blasting radiation. You might want to take that away, from your body. You know, hey dude, you're listening. I mean, these people, listen to this. They're listening to music streaming on the internet with their cell phone right on their breast or their cell phone right next to their genitals. And so here I am knowing this is going on and I want to walk up to him and be like, hey, you know, could give you cancer. You might want to take that out of your bra. You might want to take that out of your waistband there. And then I'd be crazy. Even though they're literally blasting themselves right next to their body with radiation. But would they even care? Well, that's what I'm saying. Even if I told them that and showed them the study, would they even care? So has Pandora's box been opened? Your call's on the other side.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this, my family takes this, and then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I'm having a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The Nascent Iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few
two bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the Super Female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing that I would suggest, it's Nascent iodine. Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to The War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. I've already given out the phone lines and the question of the day. Is Pandora's box open with the cell phone radiation, with all of the waves, radio waves and everything blasting? We all have it now. The internet's everywhere. Now the new studies, quote unquote, new studies. They've known this for decades. They just tell you it's new so that you don't feel as bad about it and you'll just accept it. Oh yeah, they just found out. What can we do now? I guess nothing. I guess give me the latest cell phone technology. I'll take that too. Yeah, yeah. Blast my brain with radiation, please. So is this Pandora's box, or can we step away from this? Can humans actually put their cell phones down and go back to old tech, for lack of a better term, that won't kill us? Or, as Gerald Celente was saying today, I think it was Gerald Celente who was saying today, the next trend on the Alex Jones show, the next trend is safe cell phone technology that's not going to blast you with radiation. Or does it matter? It's just we will constantly develop new technologies no matter how much it harms us or the planet. Is that the Pandora's box? Can it be stopped? Can it be slowed down? Those are the questions I give to the caller. So we'll take a call or two in this segment. Then I'm joined by Leo Zagami in the next segment. We'll see what Roger Stone wants to do. But just let me hit some of this news real quick. President Trump's poll approval rating has just hit 50%. President Obama was 45% at this time of his presidency. So it's official. President Trump is more popular than President Obama. And if you think about what that means, considering the media coverage, President Obama was a media darling. They loved President Obama. They fluffed him up. President Obama would have never been president if it wasn't for the media stroking him. The media basically stroked Obama into office. They tried to stroke Trump out of office. America said no. And so Trump now 50% approval rating compared to Obama 45% of the time. That's an inflated Obama. That's a steroid Obama. So Trump, all natural human American grit, did it on his own in the face of the demonic media, 50% approval. President Obama, total soy boy, flim flam, marries a dude, fluffed up media hero, soy boy from Chicago, soy boy from Kenya, soy boy from Hawaii, wherever he's from, communist, smooth talker. He gets rolled out as the next big thing by the media, and he gets a 45% approval rank. So Trump not only beats Obama, he beats Obama in a rigged system. Just like he beat Hillary Clinton in a rigged election. I mean, that is, wow. Donald Trump, man. Wow. Say what you want about the guy. That's amazing. That is truly incredible to think that he's been able to pull that off. And the media still lies about him. So he's able to get this approval rating. You know, it used to be despite of the media lying about him. Now I think America hates the media so much that they're actually helping him more than they're hurting him. And it's always kind of been that way. But now it's starting to reach the outer limits of Americans. They don't care about politics. And so when they see the CNN talking trash on Trump just once, they say, wow, I really like that Trump guy. So Trump's approval rating's better than Obama's. Late day stock surge has recovered a lot of the loss that was hit earlier. I think the Dow hit negative 700 at one point. It's now negative 458. So some recovery late in the day from the major drop, but the stock market is essentially just a roller coaster right now. You've got illegal immigrants pouring over the southern border from Mexico. I'm going to get into that news later. And then Israel, the headline is actually misleading here. And this is what you get. And then everybody wants to blame the Jews. So this is the UN. Now, Israel agrees to it, but of course Israel is going to agree to it. Israel is in it for its own self-interest, too. So Israel says, we're not going to take 16,000 African migrants into our country. Send them west. Send them to the Western countries. And then the UN signs off and it says, yep. The UN is not my daddy. Nobody elected the UN. Yeah, there's the story right there. So this is the UN, and it's Israel saying, we can't take these 16,000 African migrants. So the UN says, okay, we'll send them west. No problem. We're in charge. We're the UN. And we'll see what Trump or Sessions says about that. So far, no comment. But let's take a phone call now before we are joined by Leo Zagami. Let's go to Marcus calling in from Fort Worth here in Texas. Marcus, have we opened Pandora's box with all of this technology and the cell phones and the 5G now? Or can humanity consciously decide to stop this snowball from totally bringing down the house that's rolling down the mountain right now?
I love it. Okay, so yes, we have opened up Pandora's box, but yes, we can stop it at the same time. Because, I mean, assuming we've been operating under this satanic system where everything's been designed to fry us and, you know what I'm saying, melt our brains, all we have to do is take a step back and say, who the heck are the guys in charge of all of these satanic systems?
Well, let me say this, Marcus. Hold on a second. Now, here's something I think is a problem that we have. You're not going to go anywhere else and hear them talk like this. No, you can tune in. I monitor the news all day. No one is going to talk about this study. No one is going to spend an entire broadcast hitting on the 5G technology and all the negative side effects it has on humans. Okay. But here's where we run into a problem. And I'm not pointing you out here, Marcus. I'm just saying here's our problem. You call into the show and you start talking about the Satanist system, how it's all rolled out to destroy us. And then the average brainwashed individual hears that and immediately turns off any other information you're going to say. Immediately says, oh, you're crazy. You're a big conspiracy theorist. I'm not going to listen to anything you have to say. So part of our problem is because we're so aware of this rollout of the system, who's running it, we hurt ourselves in trying to reach more people because as soon as they hear you say something like that, their brain turns off because they've been trained and programmed to saying you're a conspiracy theorist and they don't want to hear it. So even though you're bringing them real life issues that are going to impact them and their family, they've been programmed to immediately, oh, conspiracy theorist. Oh, some guy believes in Satan. Oh, yeah. Oh, so they immediately discount your information before they've even observed it. So it's like we have to somehow break this news into the matrix and break that shell people have to just thinking it's all a conspiracy theory. Does that make sense, Marcus?
It makes perfect sense. And I was going to say our method of you know, trying to explain this stuff to people might have to change. But then I start to think, whenever you're sitting there at the gates of heaven, so to speak, is God gonna sit there and say, yeah, you probably should have just calmed down so that the people that are now in hell didn't get upset at you for your crazy beliefs? Or is he gonna say, I'm glad you stuck to your guns. Welcome to heaven. You know? So I say screw these people while we're here on earth. Just put our heads down and ram it.
Well, and I think that you're right, but the only problem is then essentially we let them bring us all down because they're never going to listen. Great call, Marcus from Texas. Leo Zagami joins me on the other side. Of course, the Pope said God doesn't exist, or hell doesn't exist, excuse me.
InfoWars Life BrainForce Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%. And then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup And we've got it paired with the Real Red Pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the Mind and Body Challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer
and Roger Stone
at InfoWars.com/show.
Well, that's AC/DC with the Runaway Train. And that is SpaceX launching a Falcon 9 rocket. One that has previously been launched and landed is now launching again. And it is taking supplies to the International Space Station. If you're one that enjoys the, well, let's just say commentary on YouTube after events like this happened, you're sure in for a doozy tonight. A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket delivering supplies to the International Space Station. You can only imagine what people are going to be saying about that. And of course, you've got the Chinese satellite or whatever that deal was that came crashing down to Earth yesterday. So that's all going on, and it's just wild that you have these great advancements seemingly in U.S. space technology and their success. And this used to be the kind of thing that all of America would get behind and celebrate, and it'd be cool and be trending, but not today. Nope. Let's get a porn star on 60 Minutes. Yes. That's what we want. Give me the porn star. Pretty amazing. Well, my guest is Leo Zagami, joining me from Italy, leozagami.com. Now, I want to talk to Leo about the Pope's comments and then the Vatican denying it and then the Pope going silent on the issue. That's going to be the main topic of discussion I want to get into with Leo today. But first, Leo, you're about, I think, like 2 or 3 weeks away or removed from the Italian elections. Everything is kind of settled down and parsed out. Just what do you have to report as far as that's concerned?
Well, I will suggest we go back to the article and the interview we did last month, because nothing has changed. As I told you earlier, there will be an impossibility in the end to shape a government because it was completely rigged from the start with an electoral system that favored this chaos. And in the end, the formation of a technical government imposed by the Italian president. So it's possible, and now many parties are already discussing this during the Easter period, that in the end, Gentiloni, the present prime minister, will simply be the next prime minister, because they want to keep him until they change now, finally, the law for these elections, which the modality of these elections needs to be completely rediscussed in Parliament, and they need some time to do it, of course, but in the meantime, nobody wants to take the responsibility of ruling Italy, because they know that if they take power now, if Salvini, for example, became prime minister tomorrow, or Di Maio, or any other, they will simply lose the next election, because the situation is getting worse and worse every day, and the present government is a government of people who have to do a lot of compromises. That's why they want to leave it in the hands of a technical government, so then nobody takes the responsibility. This is a completely...
So the audience understands, again, your story was from a couple weeks ago, and essentially what they've done with these Italian elections now is it's kind of a raw comparison, but essentially how the Democrats rigged the primary process with superdelegates, the way they set up the system, that's what they've done in Italy, is they've set up a system so that it's impossible to remove the party of power. And it sounds to me like the people of Italy are just kind of going to be forced to go along with this, and anybody who wants to stand up to the establishment is just kind of laying down their arms saying, well, there's nothing we can do now. So thank you for your update on that, Leo. Sad that that's the case, though.
Just to say one last thing, the Democrat Party, who lost the elections here in Italy, the party that is founded by George Soros, connected to the Clinton Foundation, well, that is the party of the present prime minister that should be, of course, kicked out of office in a normal country. But in a dictatorship ruled by technocracy, he will just stay on because the EU has already threatened Italy. And the present politicians saying if they do anything to break the stability pact, they will be in big, big trouble.
Now, let's get into the Pope. Now, I was just thinking about this. You had the last Pope step down because of some stuff going on behind the scenes. He was basically forced to step down. But you've got this new Pope. Ever since he's come in, it's been nothing but controversy. Controversial statements left and right, controversy at the Vatican with gay sex parties, etc. Controversy with pedophilia. Now you got controversial comments. He says hell doesn't exist, and then the Vatican tries to play cover for that, saying, oh, this was an off-the-record conversation he was having with a friend. It wasn't supposed to make print, and that's not what he said. Sounds to me like ever since this new Pope has gotten in, the Vatican has been a center of controversy, but yet he remains. How is this possible?
Well, it's possible because he's supported by the same people who support Hillary Clinton, who support the Mondialists, who support this New World Order. I mean, he's been placed there for destroying the last remains of the Catholic Church after the Second Vatican Council. I mean, with Pope Francis in Italy, we have lost approximately something like 70,000 people each month that don't go any longer to church. And the numbers are increasing. And here we're talking already about a church which is not so active, because Catholics really tend to go to church only on Sundays. As you know, they don't really follow the church every day. But, of course, they're losing numbers because nobody wants to associate with the Pope that every single day talks about politics and doesn't talk about religion and promotes the immigrants more than the Italians, in a situation politically, like we just discussed, which saw the parties that won making new statements that actually the Pope immediately criticized. The Pope, the first thing he said after the Italian election, said, well, remember that you have to treat the immigrants like before, you have to keep the stability, this and that. And in the end, he's just keeping his own interest with, of course, the NGOs and the money that comes in from the European Union that is divided 50-50 with the Democrat Party.
Well, to me, it just shows how, I don't know if this is the right phrase, but compromised the Vatican is, or perhaps just out of sorts, or just, I don't even know the right word, but the state of the Vatican right now, where you got this Pope making these outlandish statements, like you said, putting politics above religion, you know, all these controversies engulfed now since he's become Pope, but it's like, he's still fine. I mean, nobody's talking about him stepping down. Nobody talks about removing him. It seems like there's no problem. The Vatican is standing up for him.
No, no. Finally, last Thursday, I think this last Thursday, Easter Thursday, would be known as Black Thursday for the Catholic Church, because everything that could go wrong went wrong. In Australia, Cardinal Pell was waiting to see what will happen with his court case. In Italy, the Pope was washing the feet of Muslims in a prison, and at the same time, news was circulating about the fact that he said that hell doesn't exist. And all this while inside the Basilica of St. Peter's, there was actually pieces falling from the ceiling and scaring everybody because...
Yeah, that's right. It was at St. Peter's Basilica, right?
Yes. And this I immediately saw the connections between these events. And I went and wrote the article that you also published on InfoWars. But later on, only a couple of days later, the famous Italian Catholic writer and journalist Antonio Socci made the same connection. That's why, if you go and check the article I published on InfoWars a couple of days ago, is now also in Italian on the site of Scenari Economici, which
it was just Easter weekend, you know, Good Friday, Resurrection Sunday, and all you have coming out of the Catholic Church and the Vatican is bad news because of this Pope. That's it. We'll be right back.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked at what is the top, what is the best. We'll just put even more product in, we'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, when we're selling it for $35 on average, we need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in, and I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000-plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out 3 new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better.
And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Leo Zagami is my guest. We're going to get right back to him in a second. But first, I need to take care of some business here, folks. We've got specials running at InfoWarsStore.com, including on some of the most popular products like CellForce and Real Red Pill. Now, I actually want to be clear about something, because I had a audience member ask me if CellForce is the same thing as BrainForce. The answer is no. BrainForce Plus, is a nootropic that stimulates your mind and can make you focus, give you mental clarity and energy. That is BrainForce Plus. CellForce is actually more like DNA Force when you look at the ingredients. So in case there was any confusion in the audience, CellForce is comparable to DNA Force as far as the ingredients and the product is concerned. Brain Force is a mental stimulant to give you extra added focus and clarity. But both of them are on sale right now. There's the sale on Brain Force Plus. You've got 50% off Brain Force Plus right now, 50% off CellForce right now. So if there's anything in common, it's that they're both 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you regularly use these products because you're so pleased in the results, you can get auto ship at InfoWarsStore.com, and we will ship you the product automatically, and that gives you a 10% additional discount as well as a guarantee to have the product even if it is out of stock. Especially when we run these specials, a lot of times we will run out of product. It doesn't happen with BrainForce Plus as much as it used to because we order so much, it's so popular. But for a product like Bod Ease, which is 25% off right now, the ultimate turmeric product, that is one that when we do a sale like this, it could sell out before we get another run. And then, who is Alex Jones insane? We still have $50 off Alexa Pure Breeze right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex was, folks, I'm telling you, you don't understand how great of a deal this is. 2 weeks ago, Alex was going nuts at how we're basically giving this thing away for free, and it was supposed to be lifted 2 weeks ago. So you can still get $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze. This is a steal. This is a joke. I've now got three of these. I love these things. It's just incredible for odors. If you have a pet, if you have allergies, I mean, the thing is just incredible what it does for the air quality in your home. So please take advantage. $50 off Alexa Pure Breeze. In fact, you know what? Don't take advantage because I don't even know if we make money on that deal at this point. So you know what? Just let it go back to full price before you buy it. No, folks. I mean, seriously, we want you to have clean air. We want you to have clean water. That's why we sell air filters and water filters. Oh, wow. I like having clean air in my house. Maybe you do too. Let's sell an air filter. Wow. What a crazy idea. So it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And of course, that is how we maintain not just our independence to report what we want, how we want to, but also to maintain our own platform to stay above the censorship and expand. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, my guest is Leo Zagami. You know, Leo, you were talking about in the last segment how the Catholic Church has seen a dip in attendance, a dip in essentially Catholics, if you will. And when you were saying that, it made me think of something. You know, I grew up going to a Catholic church. I was raised Catholic. And in the year, it was either 1999 or 2000, Pope John Paul II came to my hometown of St. Louis. He was doing a huge tour then, in fact, which it seemed like he did all the time. And so I kind of want to get into this. Now, back then, I remember, like, it was a huge deal. Pope John Paul II had hundreds of thousands of people showing up on the streets for him to drive by in the Popemobile, showing up to a service he did at the time, the TWA Dome in St. Louis, Missouri. I mean, the guy got hundreds of thousands of people to turn out, millions of Catholics in the region energized, and it was this huge deal. People loved it. There was artwork inspired. I mean, he was inspiring. People loved Pope John Paul II. And now here we are with Pope Francis, and it's like the exact opposite. Yeah, there's an image from the service that Pope John Paul II did in St. Louis. You guys, see if you can find out how many people attended that. Leo, people waited like 7 hours to get communion from him. I mean, but now Pope Francis come along, and he doesn't energize anybody. He doesn't go tour around to different cities to bring Catholics out, get them energized, and talk about God. What happened to not just Francis, but what happened to the Vatican and the office of the Pope? I mean, what happened to the Pope? How did we go from John Paul II? I'm not saying I know he was perfect or anything, but I'm saying here's a guy that energized Catholics, was seemingly a great man, cared about his clergy, versus Francis, who apparently doesn't even believe in hell and puts politics over religion. How did we go from Pope John Paul II to this Francis?
First of all, Pope John Paul II was a product of his age. He was an anti-communist, as you know. He is rolling it right now in his grave when he sees what is happening with the Catholic Church in the hand of a Marxist communist, because that was totally contrary to his ideology. He might have had a lot of defects. He was definitely not perfect. I dislike, for example, the fact that he gave recognition to people like Jimmy Savile, who was the biggest pedophile of all times, and knighted him. But at the same time, he fought communism, and he really was like a military in his battle against communism. Now we have the exact contrary in the person of Pope Francis, who is a Jesuit, who is compromised with a mondialist vision of the New World Order connected to Marxism, to communism, and to this whole project that wants to destroy the actual Christian faith and the Catholic faith, of course, that the Pope represents. This happened gradually, of course, already since the time of the Second Vatican Council with Pope Roncalli, Montini, who started it, and then the whole thing went on. But in John Paul II days, it was still more of a show of propaganda. Now we have a Pope who is actually ready to become enemy of half of the population because he's not diplomatic at all. I mean, half of the population and half of his church dislikes him. There is priests, of course, who have a completely negative idea of Pope Francis, who are in the other side of Europe and are in countries like Poland, where John Paul II came from, who completely dislike Pope Francis. These priests, these Catholic priests, some of them I actually know, they are really upset, like most of the Catholic priests in Slavic ex-communist countries, because they suffered because of communism. And now they see a church in the hand of a communist. For them is a nightmare.
So well, let me ask you this, Leo. Let me ask you this, though. The crew just found it. Over 100,000 people showed up for Pope John Paul II's service at the TWA Dome in St. Louis. Again, I'm not trying to make any character assessment of Pope John Paul II. I was young at the time. I just remember being at these events when he was in St. Louis and seeing the excitement. I mean, I feel like if Pope Francis came to the city of St. Louis tomorrow, you couldn't even get 20,000 people to show up. I don't think anyone cares about this guy. I think they've all kind of said, look, this guy's a communist, a political prop. We're done with it.
Well, you see, Pope Francis is working in line with the enemies of Donald J. Trump. Just before Easter, he actually, during his sermon, said some words that were given directly, actually directed to Trump, of course, and to what happened with the guns, and of course with David Hogan, the whole show, no? And he actually said, young people, you don't have to listen to anybody else, just shout your idea. This is propaganda to empower the people who are against the NRA, those young folks who are making this brainwashing propaganda. This is all happening because it's in line with what the Pope is saying. Remember that this is a new world order where the Pope has actually a leading role, not just any kind of role. He's like a general in charge of an army that is...
So do you, we got 30 seconds left. Quickly, do you see that role coming to a conclusion soon, or are they going to leave that communist Pope in office?
Well, there has been an attempt, as I said, last Thursday, and they threatened him. They said, you know, here there is at least two accusations of heresy. We can nail you down. But it seems he's resisting. So if this whole discontent grows in the Catholic Church, at one point he will have to step down. His only
InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
I want to plow into all of this. Then I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com,
You are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone at InfoWars.com/show.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue.
Roger Stone joins us on the other side. I promise I'm going to take your phone calls in the third hour. I'm not sure if Roger wants to take calls. I know he's got news he's going to want to cover. I still got news I need to get to. But I want to... I didn't tell the crew this. Guys, have clip 4 and 13 ready to go. And I want to explain something about this. Now, the NRA ad that we run here featuring Dana Loesch is so key, so like future thinking. It's so genius. It explains perfectly what's going to happen. So you've got the propaganda. You've got first America takes the country back. Then you have the propaganda from the anti-American communists that get people in America to buy into it and then hate America, hate the people that saved America. And then they go out and march in the streets. You know the ad. So they march in the streets, they protest, they riot, they cause violence. And then the only thing the police can do is to come in and get control of the situation, get control of the chaos, get control of the crazy zombies. And then when the police do that, that's when the crazed zombies and the establishment behind them is going to say, hey, look at the police, and then blame the police for the whole thing as an excuse to up their violence and up their protests to the next level. Now we've got proof of this happening. As if you haven't already been witnessing this in real time, here's an example. First, let's go to this clip 13, guys, where there's some rally in Southern California. And again, the typical Democrat rally, they're blocking roads, blocking commute. And so one driver decides that he's had enough and drives through the crowd. Now look at this. These people are smashing his car, banging on the car, climbing on the car, banging it with like drumsticks or something. Yeah. If that happened to me, guess what? I'm getting the hell out of there too. And then he's the bad guy and the police pull him over. I mean, what are you supposed to do? And so then the police, again, like Daniel has said, have to come in and get control of the situation because the leftist radical protesters are so out of control. So propaganda sends the leftist protesters out on the streets. They get violent. They get crazed. They get animated. Then they start to act out of control. Here's the example. They start banging on a car, surrounding a car, not allowing people to commute. So then the car, in a panic, and in a necessary plan of action, has to do something, and then, of course, moves the car forward, hits a couple people as they're banging on the car. Then the police have to come in, get control of the situation, and that just ramps up the protests even more. So there's one example. And then clip 4, another example. This time it's with a police SUV. So the same thing is happening. Protester blocking traffic. Out of control, totally sent out there by the leftist propaganda. And then what happens? The police officer has to do his job, moves the vehicle forward, ends up hitting one of the protesters that's standing in the middle of a live road. And then what is the narrative? Oh my gosh, the police is the bad guy. The police are out of control. How dare the police? We have to protest harder. We have to rally harder. Literally everything the NRA ad said. Coming to fruition. And that's not because we're psychic. It's because these people are that predictable and we know history. And history repeats itself. And that's what's going on right now. These people don't read history. They don't understand what side of history they're on. So again, the NRA puts out a genius ad saying, here's how it's going down. Leftist propaganda is fueling riots and protests. They're getting out of control in the streets. That's going to force the police to come in and do their job and get control of the chaos. Then when that happens, they're going to use that as an excuse to get even crazier and more out of control. And then they're going to totally try to bring society to some sort of chaotic point where then they say that you can't have guns though. So it's like, they don't even understand. Where does this end for you? It ends with you losing. It ends with that's what it is. You're dying.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked, what is the top? What is the best? We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, when we're selling it for $35 on average, we need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in. And I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000 plus 5-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone. You're with me and my colleague, Owen Schroyer, and you're at Freedom Command Central. That's right. It's the war room. You know, Owen, just when I think the Russian collusion delusion can't get more ridiculous, every time I think that the fake news mainstream media lynch mob that are constantly nipping at my heels can't get more outrageous and less ethical, when yet another news organization jumps into the lurch. Now, you expect flawed reporting from Salon or the Daily Beast or Slate or their downscale cousins, Raw Story, and some BS artist named Palmer with the Palmer Report. But when the Wall Street Journal gets their exercise jumping to conclusions, there's something wrong. Now, in this case, the redoubtable Sam Nunberg, the proverbial bad penny, pops up now and gives them an email in which I said to him that I dined with Julian Assange in London last night. This is the continuation of the same joke repeated in the Washington Post. But as we know, Owen, passport records, custom records, airline records, the surveillance cameras at the Ecuadorian embassy would show at the bottom line that I was actually in Southern California meeting with Republicans on the dates that the Wall Street Journal alleges that I might have been, could have been, Sam Nunberg said he was, in London. It's a canard. But never miss the opportunity to recycle the Guccifer 2 nonsense. Don't mention that my communications with this alleged hacker happened long after the publications of the WikiLeaks disclosures by the DNC disclosures by WikiLeaks. But it just gives us a chance to recycle the whole thing. While we're at it, Owen, let's address the question of our colleague, Ted Malik. Ted Malik's a very nice guy. I really like his wife, Beth. The few social occasions in which I've been with them have been entirely pleasant and entirely policy-oriented. Ted is a policy wonk. In my opinion, he did a great job as a volunteer stepping forward as a defender and advocate for Donald Trump in the European media, BBC, and many, many others. Plus, Ted is a prolific and very good writer, and he knows how to speak in sound bites. His contributions here at InfoWars have been substantial. But the idea of Ted as some kind of 007, the idea of Ted at the direction of my colleague Jerry Corsi, who introduced me to Ted, the Washington bureau chief here at InfoWars, sending him to meet Assange and get documents, well, that's a fantasy, a fairy tale, actually kind of funny. So it's just the latest twist in the fake news chronicles. Yet yesterday was, you know, the 2 days ago it was the Daily Beast. Then it was the Ted Malik story. And now it's the Wall Street Journal. You know, the only thing worse in politics than being talked about, Owen, is not being talked about.
And of course, that's one of Stone's rules, which was featured in Get Me Roger Stone, the documentary, which will be featured in your new upcoming book, I'm sure, as well. But you know what it is, Roger? This Russian collusion story is like catnip for cats for these people. So that's why they keep saying the same thing with different words, essentially, you know, repeating the same lie over and over and over again. It's gone from beyond their propaganda techniques of repeating the same lie and lie and lie and lie until it becomes the truth. Now it's like a drug for them. They're the fake news peddlers. They're the drug peddlers of the fake news at Salon and Daily Beast and Raw Story, what have you. So they're essentially the drug dealers giving the drugs to the radical crazed leftists, the Trump haters. Any story on Russian collusion is like catnip for cats for them. They like get high on it. They're like, ooh, Roger Stone, a new story, colluded with Russia. Ooh. And they're like, ooh. And it's like a weird, like, fetish.
Well, but our colleague Sean Hannity is right. Journalism is dead in this country. We have a new tradition now where fact and evidence and proof are no longer required. Innuendo and the charge, and above all, hearsay. Roger Stone said, you know, he took a dump in the woods. That means it happened. But politics is all smoke and mirrors. If you went through my millions of emails, there's all kinds of deep politics. I was deeply enmeshed in the presidential campaign of 2016. But if the special prosecutor thinks that Ted Malik was sent to get material from Julian Assange, which he passed on to me and I passed on to Donald Trump, they're on a wild goose chase. Because no matter what some may have said, that never happened. That's why I sleep well at night. There is no Russian collusion. At the end of the day, it's what you did, not what you said, that matters.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out, again, it's like, just like a drug user, though, they get a certain level of tolerance and then they need more. So it's like, what are they going to do next with this Russian collusion thing that still hasn't given them anything? No evidence, no political leverage, zero.
But it's important to recognize how much of it is actually manufactured. So let's take said Sam Nunberg. Sam goes on CNN about a week after his tour de force media extravaganza, and he says, I told Roger Stone repeatedly I was concerned about his relationship with Assange. No, Owen actually never said that once, not even once. But he did make it up, and hey, it got him on CNN. Then he goes to MSNBC, and he says, Stone was cultivating Assange to ingratiate himself with Donald Trump. No, actually, Sam, I never discussed the matter with candidate or President Trump. And after knowing him 40 years, I don't need to ingratiate myself. I know he thinks and knows that I had his back in the last campaign. So, but Sam did manage to get on TV. It's like smoking the media crack pipe, where Sam will now make up anything in order to get on the air. It's really, Sean Hannity's right. In his inebriated state, a responsible producer would not put him on the air. Aaron Burnett smelled something on his breath. They should have thrown him off right then and there.
Well, a lot of these hosts are probably inebriated themselves, so they either can't sense it or they're, you know, getting along together before the air light goes on. But, you know, you talk about journalism. It's actually funny you bring that up. When Megyn Kelly was doing her hit piece on Alex Jones, of course, she talks to me for like 15 minutes and then uses like 3 seconds of the interview, whatever. I don't really care. But the point is, she says, do you consider yourself a journalist? And I was like, no, I really don't, because I realize that the negative connotation that people have of that, but that's the part that they air, because they think, oh, people are going to see this and they're going to hear him say he's not a journalist, and then they're going to discredit him and discount him. Haha, we win. It's like, no, nobody trusts journalists. People didn't even trust journalists before Trump dubbed the term fake news with his campaign, because it was always, you can never trust a journalist. Who knows what they might say about you? Who knows what they're writing down? Who knows what they're recording? But here, I mean, honestly, Roger, I view myself as a play-by-play commentary. When I sit here, I'm just doing play-by-play of everything I'm seeing, everything I'm witnessing, whereas a journalist might write something about you that you may or may not have said just to get a headline.
Well, I mean, I think she means a real journalist. I mean, it's like Chuck Todd asking me on Meet the Press, why were you in touch with Guccifer? Well, because I was covering the campaign for InfoWars, and because I wanted to be able to report on what was going on. How many other journalists, how many hundreds of journalists contacted Guccifer? Now, the fact that my contact with him is ex post facto, and it happens long after the hacking or the alleged hacking and the publication of the DNC documents, that falls out of the continuous narrative. Look, to be candid, I just got an email from Anderson Cooper's producer asking me to come on tonight and address these issues. I'd rather be here at War Room. I think I'll take a pass on Anderson Cooper tonight.
Well, he's really going to miss you over there at the CIA headquarters. I mean, CNN headquarters. All right, Roger Stone, I actually have a question for you on the other side when it comes to some White House intrigue. I think that you can shed a little light on this question on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is The War Room. Roger Stone, Owen Troy. We'll be right back.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria that probiotics help displace, yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back. You're at Freedom Command Central. Yes, it's the War Room with my colleague, Owen Troyer. If you really are digging the expanded coverage here at the War Room, if you like David Knight and the real news in the morning, and then, of course, the iconic, earth-shattering Alex Jones show, Midday, well, then recognize that none of this expansion is possible. And we'd like to move to the point where we're 24 hours a day. Right now, we're about 10 hours a day and building. We have a state-of-the-art studio coming online in Austin. We have to hire new people for this additional programming to join an already great InfoWars supporting cast and crew. Now, all of that costs money at a time that InfoWars is under relentless attack from the globalists. Georgetown University suing Alex Jones, multiple other phony plaintiffs filing nuisance lawsuits meant to drain us of hundreds of thousands of dollars, to drain us in the fight to fight the censors who at the same time, in a pincer move, are seeking to shut us down. That's why we need you to go to the InfoWars store now, folks. We don't have any deep pockets right-wing industrialists financing InfoWars. We are completely listener and viewer financed. And that means when you buy the terrific products at the InfoWars store, the nutraceuticals, the books, the t-shirts, well, you're supporting the fight for freedom. You're supporting the clear, robust, vibrant voice of InfoWars, cutting through the din of BS in the mainstream media. Look at some of these incredible specials that we have now. Alex Jones has spoken recently of pairing the red pill with Brain Force for the body and the mind. I have just begun this regimen personally, and I've got to tell you, I have never felt better. I ran almost 9 miles yesterday. My knees are killing me. But the energy, the mental and physical energy, is extraordinary. So, folks, whether it is the Alexa Pure Breeze air purifiers at $50 off, whether it is CellForce Plus, whether it is the new Ultimate Turmeric product, which is great for joint mobility and flexibility. My mother-in-law likes this for arthritis. So whether it is any of these products, know that when you get in on these sales, you're supporting the fight for freedom. Owen, let's go back to you. I know you've got some questions.
Yeah, Roger, there was a story that came out today. I think it's from the New York Post, but I don't have the source in front of me here. And the story is, new book blames Kellyanne Conway for White House leaks. And it is from the book, The Trump White House, Changing the Rules of the Game, from Ronald Kessler. And my first thoughts when seeing this were, Now, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Roger, and I don't personally know Kellyanne Conway. I'm sure she's a great person individually. However, I grew kind of annoyed and sick of her as far as her role in the Trump administration about 2 weeks into Trump's presidency, when it seemed like she cared more about whatever she was doing with her hair and her wardrobe that day instead of giving the president good advice. But that's just my personal opinion. Again, I'm not really saying she's a bad person. I just got kind of annoyed with her. But then, Roger, I saw this story, and it made me think, major White House leaker. Okay, Steve Bannon. Okay, where did Steve Bannon come from? Bannon was put in by the Mercers. Okay, where did Kellyanne Conway come from? Oh, also a Mercer implant. Two Mercer implants, both leaking, allegedly Kellyanne Conway the latest, so this wouldn't surprise me, but what are your thoughts on this, Roger? Is there a connection? First of all, do you think Kellyanne Conway is a leaker? Somebody leaks out from the White House every day. There's obviously leaking going on. Do you think it's Kellyanne Conway? And then do you think that there's a connection, being as how Mercers got Conway and Bannon into the administration, that they'd both be leaking?
Let me say this, Owen. First of all, Ron Kessler, who wrote this book, is a very fine reporter. He has an excellent reputation for probity and for triple checking the facts. So the fact that he is bringing this report, I have not read the book or the story, gives it some gravitas and some weight. That said, let me say this about leaking. Politics will always have leaking. There is no such thing as keeping a secret. In fact, one of Stone's rules is three men can keep a secret if two of them are dead. In fact, however, there's two kinds of leaks. There are the leaks for some internal strategic purpose in which, say, the true Trumpites seek to outmaneuver the internal globalists who attempt to push the president towards a non-Trumpian policy. Or there are the leaks that make the boss look bad, the detrimental leak that makes the president look foolish, like he hangs around in his bathrobe when, in fact, he doesn't even own a bathrobe. Those are the most egregious kind of leaks because they're based in disloyalty. Now, if Kellyanne Conway leaked, and she may well have, I would believe it was the former, not the latter. I do not think she would leak in any way that made the president or his administration look bad. She may have leaked within the internal battles inside the Trump White House, but the king of that leaking was Steve Bannon. Ultimately, Bannon got caught as the source of the book Fire and Fury, which does the one thing that you cannot do as a White House staffer, and that is make the boss look foolish. The president in this case has given you the highest possible honor that you can have in the political profession. You owe him your discretion. Leaking can be reserved for internal policy fights and the other give and take of Washington, but not in the case of destroying the man you work for.
Well, and it does seem like in this case it was for more of internal policy struggles that Conway would have been leaking, and then also maybe personal conflicts with other personalities inside the administration as well. And they could also be boiled down to some disagreements and policies. I just wanted to see if you thought there was any connection there, as far as her being a threat to the administration as you viewed Steve Bannon, but it appears to me like you do not think that's the case.
Well, I think that Kellyanne Conway is a political professional. I don't actually think that she wanted to go into the White House. My recollection is that she would have preferred to stay outside and run her very successful polling company, in which case, as one of the president's pollsters, she would have made an enormous amount of money. So she's giving up a lot to be in public service. She's being paid a civil servant's salary. I'm sure it's not extravagant, nothing to sniff at, but not what she would make in the private sector right now, given her affiliation with the president. She, I think, has been discreet. She has been out there as a defender of the president when he needed defending. I do at least think that she is different than most of the White House aides. At least she voted for Donald Trump.
And as far as I could concern, she seemed loyal from day one. That was at least what endeared most people to her in the first place. But she has kind of gone out of the headlines, and now she's going to be back in them with this new book. Is she a leaker? Is she good for the president? I don't think she's bad for the president. I think she's positive overall for the administration. I just kind of got sick of her winding up on every television station with a new dress. All right, we'll be right back with Roger Stone. Don't go anywhere.
InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Warning.
This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's The War Room with Roger Stone. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
I must tell you, Owen, that the phone is ringing off the hook because of this most recent fake news Wall Street Journal story. No person, not even Roger Stone, as well-dressed as he may be, can be in two places at once. Therefore, it is absolutely provable that I was in California as part of the United States on August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Therefore, I could not be in London meeting with Julian Assange. Again, the underhanded subterfuge of Sam Nunberg in his manic desire to get his name in the newspaper drags my name through the mud. But just in case everybody's listening, let's say it one more time. I had no advance notice of the source, content, or exact timing of the WikiLeaks disclosures regarding Hillary Clinton and the Clinton campaign. Having received nothing from Assange, WikiLeaks, or anyone else, I did not pass anything on to Donald Trump and the Trump campaign. You lose, no cigar. So here we are.
Wait a second, Roger. Wait. They haven't cloned you yet?
I mean, it's really got, I mean, I can't even begin to tell you. My email, CBS, NBC, ABC, well, the Daily Beast, but they don't count. We only respond to legitimate news organizations, all want a statement about a story that's entirely bogus. As I said previously, it's not what I said or didn't say at any given time. It's what I did. Politics is about smoke and mirrors. It's about creating the illusion of a campaign. But at the end of the day, no collusion, no violation of the law, no treason, and this entire narrative is going nowhere. If, in fact, the special counsel has seized on an email that was obtained from me through an illegal FISA warrant, and I joke with Sam Nunberg about dining with Julian Assange, it's because I'm playing him for a sucker. He is the butt of an extensively milked joke and little else.
Well, I just feel like if they're going to want to get comments of you meeting with Assange, they need to reach out to your clone instead of you, because obviously you weren't there. It would have had to be your clone, but I'm not hearing them do that yet, so I guess they'll figure that out eventually. Roger, what do you make of President Trump's approval ratings according to the latest Rasmussen poll hitting 50%, where Obama was at 45% at the same time of his presidency? This is a President Trump that is able to get these high approval ratings despite all the propaganda against him, the fake news against him, versus a President Obama who was 45% at the time, who had all the news for him, not the fake news against him. It's really incredible, regardless of what you think about Trump, that he's been able to do that.
Well, if we can quote Bill Clinton, it's the economy, stupid. We have, 3% GDP, 100% increase in economic growth since Donald Trump became president. The best Obama could ever muster was an average of 1.5. And we were told to accept it. It was anemic. It was near recessionary in terms of the growth rate. People can feel a growing economy. There is more money available from lenders. There's more money available to builders. There's more money available to entrepreneurs who want to expand. The coming tax code is a sure thing. We know how the tax treatment will work. That gives the market more confidence. Employment numbers like this boost consumer spending, which boosts the overall economy. Trump and Larry Kudlow have just begun when it comes to turbocharging this economy. And by Election Day 2018, we may be in a full-throated rally that wins the Republicans the House.
Well, it'll be interesting to see when we get to that point, Roger. Obviously, a long way to go. There'll be a lot of bends in the road, a lot of potholes and et cetera before we get there. But if you think about the millions of Americans that are not politically informed and not politically involved, that are going to see not just the positive reports about what Trump is doing, but they're going to actually see it in their real lives when it comes to the economy, and that's going to get them out to vote for Trump. Now, I'm not sure if the Republicans are going to benefit from any of that, but I think Trump certainly will in 2020, and I'm looking at that and I'm saying, wow, okay. Who knows what the Democrats are going to have to offer in 2020, but Trump's base is still going to be with him. He's going to acquire more votes from the people that I don't think voted in the 2016 election because now they're energized. They're actually seeing the economy where they didn't care before. And then you're going to have all of these people, I think, from the left that voted left because that's just where their heart lies, not because they were loyal to Hillary Clinton per se. And now they're going to look at what has happened since the election and say, wow, I'm no longer loyal to that side politics. Maybe I should give the other side a chance. Again, I don't really think that this equation that I'm formulating here works for the midterms. But for me right now, Trump, you know, he's got all the momentum going into 2020, and only Trump can hurt himself.
Well, there's one other point, though, in your calculation. We cannot allow the tech left to kneecap our ability to communicate with our many supporters going into 2018 and 2020. You see, there's where the unlevel playing field is. They really want to cut off the robust, vital, vigorous alternative media and get recontrol of the mainstream media narrative. They want to dictate the political outlook, which is why they have been hassling us at InfoWars and at YouTube and the War Room at YouTube and this ongoing struggle to stop the censorship of InfoWars and Stone Cold Truth and my Facebook page and every other instance where they hope to out-communicate us, indeed, to turn down the volume on Donald Trump's supporters in 2018 and 2020. That is the only way they can win the next two elections. They will not win it with any issue-based argument because they have none. Their entire platform is, we hate Donald Trump, we want him out. That's their platform. They have no plan to revitalize our economy. They have no plan to address the trade deficit. They have no plan to boost our security or to seal our borders. In fact, they have no plans at all. They only know what they are against, and they're against anything this president proposes.
Yeah, even when that may benefit them, benefit the whole country, benefit the whole world, you know, it's just, that's what it is, though. That shows the brainwashing that it doesn't matter what Trump says or does, they're still going to hate him for it. And so it's like, why should he even bother trying to reach out to those people? Why should he even bother trying to perhaps reach out to try to get their vote? Because they're so hardened in their brainwashing against Trump that they're not going to come over anyway. But, you know, I think that the Republican Party is not benefiting from Trump anymore because of all the stuff they've done to hinder Trump, but more so the stuff they haven't done to help him. I mean, you get this huge spending bill, and we're spending more money essentially overseas than we are on our own border security. I mean, that is just atrocious, Roger.
You know, I've analyzed why the president signed this deal because there's so much in this spending deal that's odious. There's so much waste. There's so much Chuck Schumer. Chuck gets $3 billion for a tunnel between New Jersey and New York. How much do we get to build the wall? Zero. I think Trump did this because he really believes in our need to rebuild our military strength. He knows that we are weak, and when we're in weak, we're in danger. I also think, skillfully, he understands that this buys the allegiance of the military in case we do have an illegitimate coup by Robert Mueller or those in the Congress to remove Donald Trump in violation of the Constitution. So I think that's why he signed. But it is, as I talk to supporters, they are less concerned about Stormy Daniels and far more concerned about the spending bill.
Don't tell Anderson Cooper that, though. Oh, no, no, no. He's searching his Rolodex for the next porn star, Roger.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked at what is the top, what is the best. We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, when we're selling it for $35 on average, we need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in. And I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000 plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
There he is, folks, perhaps the greatest living rock guitarist, Keith Richards, bringing us in with the Rolling Stones. So, Owen, I know you have a few news items you want to get to before we wrap it up here at the War Room. It's amazing how quickly our time goes, but it's great to have an opportunity to smash the libtards, to mock their ridiculous views on the Second Amendment, to make light of their fake news stories, whether it's Ghostifer 2.0 or Sam Nunberg, a man who's reportedly at the Betty Ford Clinic or some other place for treatment. I certainly hope so. We are praying for him. Or whether it is some new invention by the Wall Street Journal, in which I'm alleged to be in two places at once. So it's great to have the opportunity to mock these fools in the fake news media. You see, the way this works is one organ, let's say the Washington Post, writes a piece of hearsay someone said, Stone told them, that he had advanced knowledge of the WikiLeaks disclosures. And then that is recycled by Salon, Slate, the Huffington Post, the Daily Beast, and their downscale cousins, Raw Story, and other ridiculous fake news sites. And it becomes a thing. It's the big lie technique. Repeat a lie as many times as possible. Keep it simple and repeat it ad nauseum, and sooner or later, the people will begin it. Believe it. That's what's happening here, Owen.
Well, and it's amazing to just witness this happening in real time, and then you sit here as a conscious individual that can think critically for themselves, and you just shake your head, and you see the people that buy the propaganda, and you just, you know, at one time you feel bad because they're victims of this, and then they come after you and insult you, and then you're just like, okay, how about F you then, jerk, if that's how you want to be about this. And well, that's basically what it comes down to, for me at least.
Well, but to be candid, the death threats against me and my family are at an all-time high. I'm sick and tired of the late-night anonymous phone calls of people screaming about my being a traitor and going to prison. I was having dinner with my children and my grandchildren, my grown children and my grandchildren, in an Italian restaurant in which two Democratic activists assaulted us at the table, began calling us names, calling me names. Now, when I'm with my family at dinner on a Sunday night, no, I don't think so. That's just rude. That's poor manners. They want to take it outside, that's fine, but not during family time. This is the kind of obnoxious torrent of hate that you see on Twitter, that you see on Facebook. And every time the Wall Street Journal or the Daily Beast or the Atlantic, for example, posts another entirely fake news story accusing me of Russian collusion, the drool, the spittle comes out of the mouths of the David Brock-empowered haters and their bots. And there's a whole new wave of death threats against me, my children, my grandchildren, and yes, Owen, even my dogs.
Well, I can't imagine what you deal with, Roger. I mean, I don't like talking about it because I feel like it gives them more steam to come after you, but it really is just sick. And that's why at some level I just feel bad for these tortured souls that they would be so low. To insult you, to come after your family, to come after a dog. I mean, it's just like, but this is where they are, Roger, and this is what we're dealing with. You know, more evidence of the craziness, Roger. We've got these two stories that came out over the weekend. The headline from the Washington Post, 1 in 5 Americans wants the Second Amendment to be repealed, national survey finds. Then you had this story. I think this was from the Examiner. Democrats, 39%, do indeed want to repeal the Second Amendment. Okay, so one of these surveys says 20%. The other one says, 1 in 5 Americans wants the Second Amendment repealed. That doesn't break it down party lines, so that's 20%. And then this story says 39% of the Democrats want it repealed. Well, I think this is balderdash, Roger. I think this is totally fake news. You're telling me that I can walk around and 20% of Americans will say the Second Amendment should be repealed? I mean, I don't even believe 39% of Democrats would go along with that.
Here's the great thing about changing the Constitution. To repeal the Second Amendment, I believe, would require 2/3 of the votes of both houses of Congress and then ratification by a vote of the people in the majority of the states. That is not going to happen. John Paul Stevens, the dried up retired nonentity who served on the U.S. Supreme Court as the appointment of the nonentity President Gerald Ford, soiled himself with that opinion because it's such a ridiculous notion. They will take away our guns when they pry our cold, dead hands from around them.
Well, now they're saying, okay, fine. I mean, they walk around chanting Trump is Hitler. Then they say, yes, we'll come kill you and take your guns if that's what you want. Okay, Hitler. Like, yeah, all right. So who's Hitler? It's just amazing. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's true. Maybe it is true, Roger. Maybe 20% of Americans have been that brainwashed and want to turn their rights over and want to be a slave. to appeal the second, repeal the Second Amendment. I'm just not buying that. I mean, I think you could get 20% of people to say they want gun control, but to repeal the Second Amendment, to me, that just seems fake. That seems phony.
I think it's entirely possible. Oh, and first of all, go to the dictionary and look up the word libtard. Those are the libtards.
You're going to have Michael Moore. I think Michael Moore's picture is listed.
I mean, they watch CNN and they're like mesmerized zombies, and they buy the bullshit being put out by Fake Tapper and others, Wolf Blitzer. These guys are BS artists extraordinaire. They're not journalists. They're hoaxers. They're propagandists. They're like carny barkers for the New World Order. And anybody who believes them is foolish. CNN is not a news organization. It perhaps once briefly was, but now it's a propaganda arm for George Soros, the epic criminals Bill and Hillary Clinton, and the biggest violator of the Constitution and our rights to privacy of all time, a man who makes Dick Nixon look like a piker, President Barack, spy on him, Obama.
Roger, actually, I have to tell you something. I've come around on gun control now, and I haven't told anyone this, but we're going to go ahead and debut this video, Roger. I want you to see this video. This took a long look in the mirror and a lot of thinking to come to this point, Roger, but I want you to see this video. We're debuting this video right now on the War Room with Roger Stone here. I have decided that it's now time for gun control. Roger, let's take a look at my new ad for gun control.
Know your enemy.
If you listen real close, you can hear the people in power shaking. And to that we say, no more.
What do we want?
Gun control.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Gun control.
Control now.
Well, luckily I was able to make a full recovery after that gun went crazy on me, Roger. But there you go. Gun control now, Roger. Gun control now.
That was some Academy Award winning acting there, I must say. I liked it.
I'm not even trained.
Particularly the shot in the chest. You must be one of those crisis actors.
Well, actually, I was actually at my home 3 miles down the road, when the gun was shot. And then I was able to ride my bike into the studio and I was able to sit down right before it went rogue and shot me in the chest there, Roger.
Very cool. Folks, one more time, if you like what we're doing here at the War Room, even if you're not in the market for one of our great nutraceutical products, go to the InfoWars store now and find the donate button. Please consider giving us a generous contribution to fight the globalist influx of lawsuits that are designed to destroy us. Alex Jones is going to be charged hundreds of thousands of dollars by lawyers in an attempt to fight to clear our name in a bunch of bogus harassment lawsuits that have only one purpose, to bankrupt us and to shut us down. We need your help today. Please find the donate button at the InfoWars store and send your most generous contribution. I'm Roger Stone. We were with Owen Schroyer. We'll see you tomorrow on the War Room.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
This is the return
of the Republic,
and this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Roger Stone has departed. He'll be back with us tomorrow. In the meantime, I'm with you, Owen Schroyer, for the rest of this hour here on Monday, April 2nd. Hope everybody had a great Easter weekend with family and friends and loved ones. I have our question of the day that I'm going to go back out to the phone lines is, has Pandora's box been opened with cell phones, or can we step away from what they're doing to our humanity, or is it impossible to close Pandora's box? That's what we're taking calls on. But real quick, you know, there's an interesting thing here about Andrew McCabe and lying. But before I go to that, did anybody else notice that Andrew McCabe got almost, I don't know what the final tally is. I don't know if the crew can find the GoFundMe for Andrew McCabe. Last I checked, it was at $500,000 and more, I think. So Andrew McCabe, who's made millions of dollars, the guy is not poor. The guy's got plenty of money, gets fired from the FBI. It's my understanding that he's still getting to keep some of his pension, that he didn't even lose his pension. But fake news says he gets fired by Trump because Trump is a meanie and wanted to stop him from getting his pension, even though he was fired because of a dereliction of duty and corruption, and I believe kept his pension. Fake news says otherwise. Then a bunch of libtards go on to GoFundMe and are giving money to McCabe hand over fist, a guy who doesn't need their money. But here is Leanne McAdoo breaking down the newest details on the Andrew McCabe firing.
More details are coming to light behind the decision to fire Andrew McCabe just one day before he qualified for his full pension.
He didn't lie just once. He lied four times. So four times he lied to James Comey. He lied to the Office of Professional Responsibility. And he lied twice under oath to the Inspector General. And remember, this is Andrew McCabe, Deputy Director of the FBI. This is Andrew McCabe. The text messages between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page talk about Andy's office, the meeting where they talk about the insurance policy in case Donald Trump is actually president of the United States. Four times he lied about leaking information to the Wall Street Journal about the FBI.
Specifically, McCabe authorized an FBI spokesman to leak details to the Wall Street Journal just days before the 2016 election. But he then lied about it four times to the DOJ and FBI, including twice under oath. McCabe leaked the information to the Wall Street Journal in order to combat rumors that Clinton had indirectly bribed him to back off the Clinton Foundation investigation. At the time, McCabe was coming under fire for his wife taking more than $400,000 in campaign contributions from Clinton pal Terry McAuliffe. Also recall that it was McCabe's team under Director Comey that altered the language of the FBI's official opinion concerning Hillary Clinton's mishandling of classified information, effectively decriminalizing her conduct. After he was fired, McCabe said he was confused and distracted when he was talking to the investigators on four separate occasions. In the meantime, people feeling sorry for McCabe have set up an official GoFundMe donation campaign for his legal defense fund. It raised almost $400,000 in 10 hours. It's also being reported that Democrats are flooding McCabe with federal job offers so he can still qualify for his pension. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
This is just incredible. Guys, see if you can pull this up. Did McCabe even actually lose his pension? I've heard conflicting reports on this. I've heard it both ways. I want to get down to the bottom of it. But how about that? So now you've got Andrew McCabe committing perjury. And then that's also who he was working with, James Comey, who also lied under oath. There it is. I knew it. McCabe's not even losing his pension. I just... I just can't even... Things are so Twilight Zone right now. It's like I put out a poll on the War Room show. We're going to be addressing this in the last hour with your calls. Are you going to use your cell phone less now that you know it's causing cancer? The studies come out. You know what the leading response is? It doesn't cause cancer.
What?
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture FloraLife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Which way will humanity go? At this point, we're at a crossroads. Is now time to make the decision, or do we have to learn more about what's destroying us? New studies indicate, like a Dr. Evil quote, cell phone radiation leads to tumors and cancer. If you leave it on your hip all day, you can see what happens to your hip with the MRIs or the CAT scans on your head when you use it against your head all day. And so there is the story that broke over the weekend. New studies link cell phone radiation with cancer. Now they're set to reveal 5G technology, which will be even worse than the studies even indicate because they didn't study the 5G technology. And so the crossroads are, do we put down the cell phone and save our humanity as we know it, as we were created, or do we continue to become ever connected to the Imperial probe droid cell phone, so much so that we eventually merge with it and become it, or that it becomes us? And that's the crossroads where we're at right now. Welcome to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. And we're taking your calls on this. Has Pandora's box been opened with the cell phones? And can it be closed? Has Pandora's box been open with the Black Mirror Imperial Probe Droid cell phones, or can Pandora's box be closed? Now, we're taking your phone calls on that, 888-201-2244. We'll go back to the phone lines here in a minute. I do have other news I'm going to get to before the conclusion of the broadcast. It's just nuts. Now, here's the poll of the day. We've got over 2,000 votes. Will you use your cell phone less now that you've learned it can cause cancer? 41% of the people say it doesn't cause cancer. What do you call that? Seriously, how do you explain that? Now, I put that answer in there as a halfway troll because you know that you're going to get people that deny facts. I didn't think that the majority of the people would, or the more people would reject fact in this poll than actually consider what the cell phone is doing to them. And so the leading vote getter is that cell phones don't cause cancer, even though all the studies are now out. And I wasn't even going to put that option in there because, again, the science is already there. So I put that out there as a troll, and sure enough, it gets the most responses. And if that isn't telling, I don't know what is. What it's telling of, I'm not sure exactly, but boy, is it telling. So the question is, has Pandora's box been opened with cell phones, and can it be closed? Let's go to Wild in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Wild. You are on the air. Has Pandora's box been opened, and can it be closed?
I think the box has been opened, and it can be closed by being tweaked. Nikola Tesla talked about not cell phones, but smartphones in 1926. I won't bore you with the quote, but you can search engine it. And basically, he also said that the frequency in which all radio and even electricity, AC/DC, and other types of energy, the frequency matters a lot. And not only an efficiency standard in making equipment run efficiently, but also so it's symbiotic with humans.
And so you're saying nobody cared to listen to him, and they didn't practice any of that?
Well, it was just like how Elon Musk said with Edison, that Edison was, and a lot of other people, were just more controlling. And people like that are nowadays controlling over scientists in the very same way.
You know, and there's an interesting thing, too, where things have gotten so corporate, and because of inflation, the need for a salary and an income has become so important, and people don't even farm anymore, so they can't even get food without getting money. It means that there's less innovation and less people who are willing to just go out there and be pioneers simply because they can't afford to be.
Totally, totally. And there's also other technologies like, you know, the military uses certain types of lasers, and lasers can transmit data. You know, I'm sure down the road there's going to be even technologies that we don't know about today.
Yeah, the crew just pulled up the Tesla quote I think you were talking about. Basically, he was predicting the technology that we're seeing now with the wireless and everything. And you just read George Orwell's 1984. I forget when that book was published, but I think it was in the 1890s or something. I forget when that book was published, but it talks about the screens being everywhere and watching you, and that also comes true. I mean, it's just incredible. George Orwell's 1984 was written in 1848. Thank you, crew. So it's like, we know this is going on. People are warning us. Oh, 1948? It was in 1948? Okay, 1984 was written in 1948. Predicting the future. It doesn't stop there. You can look at Aldous Huxley's writings as well. So it's like, we know this is going on. We have smart people telling us what it can do in the future, Yet we just continue to steamroll forward like it's our manifest destiny. And that's why I say, is this Pandora's box opened, but you think it can be closed?
Totally. I have faith in people, and especially smart people. And even it doesn't have to be something super high tech and complex. How about we just start with some sort of a radio blocking plate on the face side of the phone? So, you know, there's no reason for radio waves or microwaves to be blasted into your skull. You know, you can just have a
plate. Oh my gosh. You know what? Oh my gosh. In fact, I'm about to literally probably say a $1 trillion idea right here on air right now. The next thing that they're going to do is they're going to start building houses basically so that radioactive waves can't get inside. That's what they're going to start doing. Now, in the future, they're going to have to construct homes to resist radio waves from getting inside, to resist the toxic frequencies from getting inside. That's what they're going to have to do in the future. The environment is going to be so toxic. So there you go. Any engineer listening, you want the next $1 billion idea, start looking at how you can build homes so that these radio waves that are toxic to the human body can't penetrate the home. Because it's not going to work with the phone. Because that's going to ask people, hey, you're going to have to put your phone down for the night. Hey, you're going to have to put your phone in an enclosure so that it's not hitting you with the toxic waves. Oh, but then how am I going to check my messages? How am I going to check my social media? You can't do it. Don't do it to me. So that's what it's going to have to be. We cannot give up the technology because we're addicted to it. So now we have to build an environment to try to stop it from killing us. Anything else, Wild?
Yeah, they sell a paint product that you can paint your house, your bedroom or whatever with, and it blocks all signals. But you got to slap on a bunch of coats.
What is it having it? Like lead? What are they going back to lead paint?
Crazy stuff in it because some people are sensitive to it and they have like seizures and stuff. They'll faint and they'll have problems. So those type of people, they have to get their entire house painted with it.
It's just nuts. Thank you for the call, Wild. And I've never heard of that paint. I wonder how effective it is. We've got the Faraday. Well, we used to sell the I don't know if we still sell it at InfoWarsStore.com. I think it was called the Faraday phone enclosure or the Faraday phone case. You guys know what I'm talking about? Yeah. But how is this not Pandora's box? Again, nobody can call in and tell me any scenario they see where we don't have these cell phones anymore. Nobody can call in and say a scenario where we don't have wireless tech anymore. So is this going to kill us, or are we going to adapt and evolve or become machines? Is this Pandora's box? Can it be closed? We'll be right back with more of your phone calls.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the Real Red Pill. It takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high-meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Anyone
who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I should say shocking results to the War Room poll of the day at War Room Show on Twitter, but then again, hardly anything shocks me anymore. Where Alex Jones covers how 5G is about to be rolled out and how it's 10 times worse for humans as far as the cancer-causing side effects as the old forms of wireless technology. And so pull the poll back up, guys. Poll of the day at War Room Show on Twitter. Will you use your cell phone less now that you've learned it can cause cancer? And the leading vote getter with 2,500 votes is it doesn't cause cancer. So, I mean, just total flat out denial. And then you'll have people say, everything causes cancer, man. Don't you see? Studies say coffee can cause cancer too. Really? Okay, I don't think that you can correlate a spike in any form of cancer because of coffee as you can with brain cancer and cell phones. It's just like the report Leanne McAdoo filed today, where you can pretty much find the exact point in time. See, it's, you know, folks, I'm not a rocket science, okay? I'm not a rocket scientist here. I'm probably not the smartest guy in the room at this stuff. I just have common sense and a will to learn and an ability to think critically where, so you go and you look and you say, wow, okay, right about the same time where they started putting these processed oils and processed sugars and all the things, food preservatives in the food, at the same rate that that was going up for human consumption, the same rate of Alzheimer's was going up. Huh, strange. You can take a look at the line graphs for things like autism, and you can look at a line graph and there's autism going up and up and up like this. And then you go look and you say at a line graph, okay, when did Americans really start putting more vaccines into their body, getting hit with the vaccines hardcore? It's the same line graph as autism. It's the same graph. And then you can go look at a graph of the increase in brain cancer, and line it up right next to the increase in wireless technology and cell phone use. And then people say, but coffee causes cancer. Yeah, dude, everything causes cancer, okay? This is just radiating cancer out, dude. Like destroying the environment. A cup of coffee, if you drink a cup of coffee, you're not destroying the environment. If you ground up a cup of coffee, you're not destroying the environment. Maybe it'll cause cancer, maybe not. Not that big of a risk. This, buddy, is killing our environment as far as making it possible for humans to live. All right, I'm ranting. It's just, I can't believe it. Beyond this, people say it doesn't cause cancer. We have the damn studies, and so it's, are you going to use your cell phone less? You know what? The question should have been, do you have any will to survive? That's the question. The question is, do you have the will to survive? 22% say yes, 37% say no, 41% say I can't die, I'm immortal. Let's go to Steve, who's been holding patiently in Pennsylvania. I'm not sure if Steve wanted to talk about this, but Steve, have we opened Pandora's box with the wireless technology and the cell phones, and can it be closed?
I think we've opened Pandora's box. Can we close it? Well, we're going to have to wait and see on that. My issue that I was actually calling about today, Owen, I'm a longtime listener. I'm an Oath Keeper. I'm an Info Warrior. And I'm a good friend of Kevin Martin, who's been on the show numerous times still. Up here in Pennsylvania, we have a Democratic governor who does not listen to our people. And on Saturday, some of us went to his house in Mount Wolf, York County, Pennsylvania. And we had a rally outside of his house because we're sick and tired of the liberal leftists pushing the anti-Second Amendment globalist BS agenda down our throats. And we're not going to give another inch on giving up our Second Amendment. We're not going to let it fly. So we were down there for about 2 hours on Saturday, and the governor coward wouldn't even come out of his house. He was home.
Well, of course not.
Wouldn't even come out of his house to even talk to his own constituents that he's supposed to serve. We pay his salary. That's what we pay every other public official salary, because we're tax-paying, law-abiding, God-fearing, gun-owning citizens of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So, here, right before everything was coming down to a close, there was a fire truck that pulled up between where we were at, across the street from the governor's house. He doesn't live in the state-run mansion. He lives in his own home. So a fire truck comes up and parks right between us. There's about 20 of us, and there's his house on the other side, and the fire truck pulls up and parks there, blocking his view of us while they went and worked on some sort of valve or something with the a fire hydrant that's right down from his house. So, ironic, isn't it? Like, how coincidental can you get?
What, this is the Democrat mayor of governor of Pennsylvania?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he's up for re-election this year. It's time we drain the swamp on this guy. This guy won't even get a budget passed. In the past 3 years, he's had zero budgets passed on time. Okay? So we're going to have a gun rally of our state capitol, and we're asking all of the other states and people who live all over the country that on April 14th, if you're on the East Coast, you should go to your state capitol building steps and have a rally, have a protest on those steps. We're going to have ours from 1 to 4. That's to be like East Coast time. But we should all go at the same time.
So what was the date? What was the date?
Saturday, April 14th.
All right, Saturday, April 14th. There's going to be they're trying to organize some marches for pro-gun marches. Thank you so much for the call, Steve. And I got to tell you, guys, roll the B-roll from clip 9. You had students in Florida at Rockledge High School they did a walkout in support of the Second Amendment. Now, you notice how they didn't get the big national attention. They didn't get the mainstream news coverage. The students that were part of that didn't get interviewed on CNN or MSNBC. I did see one of the young girls who were part of that got interviewed by Fox News. But that's it. Other than that, you're not going to see much about this. You're not going to hear much about this. So you do have a pushback to the anti-gun marches, to the pro-slavery marches, which are anti-gun marches. But here's the thing. Gun owners don't protest by marching in the streets. Our pushback against the Democrat and the liberal anti-American, anti-freedom agenda, pro-slavery agenda to take the guns, our pushback against that is buying more guns. Our pushback is giving more money to the NRA. Our pushback is joining the NRA. So this is not the type of stuff that conservatives typically do, but a salute to these students. I'm sorry you don't get as much attention as Camera Hog, Attention Hog, but you know what? You did it for the right reasons, and that's what counts.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth. The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this, my family takes this, and then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I have a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty or give me death. The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at Infowars.com/show.
Do you have the will to survive? Now, I went to the March for Our Lives in Austin, Texas, last Saturday, wearing my Patrick Henry shirt from InfoWarsStore.com, give me liberty or give me death. And I said, at that march, they would choose death. And they did choose death. And they would choose death. And they'll choose it again, and again, and again, and again. We choose liberty. There's the t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. Gets a 5-star rating from me. Beautiful design. Like the most comfortable threads ever. T-shirt's amazing. Give me Liberty t-shirt, InfoWarsStore.com. Get one. Get five. And so I go out to the march. I say, give me liberty or give me death. These people choose death. That's why they turn their guns in. They don't want the liberty to have a gun. They choose death, and so they turn their guns in. Okay, now it's give me life or give me death. And the poll of the day is, now that we know cell phones cause cancer, will you use it less? And then what are people saying? No, it doesn't cause cancer. And then all of the comments that reply to the poll are, everything causes cancer, just act accordingly. This is the human will for survival beaten out of us. Just like they use the government to beat the will out of you to be free, with all the bureaucracies, all the red tape you have to go through, you have to give, you know, the government a, you know, fellatio if you just want to drive on the roads that you pay for with the car you own. Okay, so they beat the hell, they beat your will out of you with the out of control bureaucracies that run the country. And then I have a poll that says, now that you know cell phones cause cancer, will you use it less? And 40% say it doesn't cause cancer, so they'll just totally deny the truth. 23% say, yes, I'm going to use it less. I want to live. And then everyone else that responds says, well, everything causes cancer, so just act accordingly. Let's just all die. This is what Alex was talking about. They have already successfully gotten people to adapt to dying. And of course, we're all going to die. We're all on our way out. Act accordingly. It's one of my favorite quotes of all time. But I still have a will to live. I don't want to die. I want to survive. I accept death as part of the agreement of life that we've made with God. But for now, they just say, oh, well, you know, everything causes cancer, so screw it. In fact, I'm just going to tape this to my head. In fact, I'm going to tape one to each side of my head. But the point is, just as they've beaten your will out of you with the government to be free and to actually have freedom, they've beaten the will out of you to live and survive by the toxic, cancerous environment that they literally inject into you after you're born. So now people just say, oh, it doesn't cause cancer, even though the studies prove it. Well, everything causes cancer, so screw it anyway. it's just unbelievable. And it's, that is humanity adapting to the deadly environment that we've created. So instead of saying, let's stop this trend into a deadly environment that we've created. We just say, oh, the hell with it. Let's just double down. We're all going to die anyway. That's the will to survive beaten out of you. Marching against your right to own a firearm. That's the will to be free beaten out of you. So the question is, have we opened Pandora's box with the cell phones, with the new technology, and can it be closed? Let's go to Eric calling in from Florida. Go ahead, Eric.
I saw. Happy Easter. Day late. Hey, when I got my first cell phone, I opened it up and I read, all the stuff, and it said that it might cause cancer, and I was kind of leery about it, but you know, from you guys and everything I learned, the truth, I rarely use my cell phone. I only take it out with me. I use my home line. So it costs me a little more, but hey, you know, maybe I'll live a little bit longer.
You have the will to survive is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't want brain cancer and die. And, anyways.
No, exactly. And they told you that that was going to be the case years ago when you got your first cell phone. Now they release the studies and they're like, oh, new studies.
Yep. And I missed that part because, you know, I'm going to actually buy some products tonight and get that going. I know I want to get you guys back live because I don't know how many minutes I'm off here, but I'm on the Rob Gibson channel.
Well, you're live with us right now. We're talking in live time, so.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but the broadcast, the video.
Well, thank you for your support at InfoWarsStore.com, Eric. I know that you call in here regularly, so thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much for your support. And thank you so much for still having the will to survive, Eric. You're actually, believe it or not, a rare human being in the 21st century that actually wants to survive. So congratulations to you, Eric. Let's go to Mick. Calling in from Missouri. Can we close Pandora's box, Mick?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I think we have opened Pandora's box, and I do not think that we ourselves can close it. But the same could have been said for what has been happening politically. I don't think any of us realize how close we came to the brink of our destruction here.
With Hillary?
With Hillary and with Trump. And I think this is a good time to stop and thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Lord God, Yehovah, Yeshua HaMashiach, this God who has taken us back from the brink and taken us back from what should have been our destruction with Hillary Clinton. We should be like the UK right now. We should be like Germany right now, but we're not.
And Oh my gosh. You just, exactly. I didn't even think about it like that. Yeah. Exactly. We could have had a leader like Theresa May or Angela Merkel that has absolutely destroyed the countries that they lead. Thank God we didn't get, and Hillary would have been even worse.
Exactly, yes. She was even worse. Even her own party is getting rid of her now. They don't want
her. You see, and that's the kind of stuff, Mick. Look, I don't know about you, and I've gone from atheist to nihilist to I have faith in God now and everything, but it's the same thing. See, you look at something like that. You look at how we were one breath away from death, essentially. That's Hillary Clinton, one breath away. If we elect Hillary Clinton, we're dead. And she rigged the damn election. Trump won a rigged election. Trump won a sprint with 2 50-pound dumbweights attached to his ankles, and he still won the sprint. That's God. Period. Whether you like Trump or not, I'm sorry. Yes, America got out to vote, but it's like I have all of these instances in my life, and this is why I've become so faithful in the last couple years. I have all of these instances looking back, and it's like I shouldn't be here right now, but God's will wanted me to be here. God decided to give me another opportunity. God decided to give America another opportunity to survive, and that's why Trump won instead of Hillary Clinton. I truly believe that. It's just unbelievable. Thank you so much for the call, Mick. It's just like, I can't even imagine what would happen if Hillary won. Look at what's happened even with Trump in office. The censorship, the lies, everything. I mean, at least we have a president that wants to have a country. But they still come after us. They still try to censor us. They still lie about him. Oh, my gosh. Wow. We really should be thanking God every day that Hillary didn't win. She would have killed us all.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked, what is the top? What is the best? We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors, put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, when we're selling it for $35 on average, we need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in, and I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000-plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life BrainForce Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. BrainForce takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your BrainForce Plus and Real Red Pill today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Segment here of the War Room for this Monday, April 2nd. The poll of the day Now that we have the latest studies that cell phones cause cancer, are you going to use your cell phone less? And 40% of the people say it doesn't cause cancer. So just, we just don't want to live in reality. Just, you know, screw reality and screw you. And I'm just going to take my death. Thank you very much. Okay, then. The daily presidential poll from Rasmussen has President Trump at a approval rating of 50% that beats President Obama at the same time of his presidency, who is at 45%. And that, of course, is Trump not just getting the 50% approval rating, but also having to beat the lying media and everything else that comes with it. Quite an accomplishment for President Trump. Meanwhile, though, he's not happy about this. Mexico aids Easter invasion of over 1,000 illegals into the United States. Mexican officials have aided a Holy Week caravan of over 1,000 migrants headed to the U.S. border to demand Easter asylum. Okay. So thank you, Mexico. Why doesn't Mexico take them? Why do they always send them here? Why do they want to come here? And of course, now some of them are getting put at essentially detainment centers. They're called migrant shelters. And now they're contemplating, well, do I try again or do I turn back? Thanks, Obama, for destroying this country's borders. Thanks, ACLU, for destroying this country's borders. ICE arrest farm workers, sparking fears in the Central Valley over immigrants and the economy. Now, this is an interesting one to me. Cause see, look, I am all for making these people citizens if they genuinely want to be, if they want to be an American, if they do work hard, if they have a track record, if they can get through based on merit. I want hard workers. I want good people. I want people that want to be American, that are proud to live in this country and embrace all the opportunity we have here and understand there is no country like this country that has the opportunity for everyone. And I feel bad. Yes. Okay. Let's say there's some illegal immigrant farmer out there who's just been working, wants a job, trying to raise a family, and now he's got to go. Yes, that sucks. You knew you broke the law, though. And I'm sorry that the Democrats created an environment where you thought it was okay to break the law and nobody would ever punish you for it. But you see, if the Democrats weren't so anti-Trump and anti-America, you could actually get a deal done for these people. And that's what Trump is saying on Twitter all day today. He has like 5 tweets about this, saying the Democrats aren't making a deal. The Democrats don't care about you. That's exactly the point. You could make a deal. You could come together with common sense policy and find out what the best option is for these people. But that's not what they do. They draw party lines and then they say, get on one side or the other. No debate. And it was the farm workers that really stung me with this story, because you know what this country was founded on? Farmers. When my ancestors came here in the 1730s, they were farmers. They farmed their own land. That's why people came here, because you could make it on your own and you could have a farm. And so when I hear this about farm workers getting kicked out, it's like, man, you know, those were kind of what the original Americans came here to do, was farm. I'd like to see a system, if you're a good, hard worker, you've been here for a while, you're assimilating, you're proud of America, then I'd like to see a system where we can make you a citizen. Whether that means getting you a green card and then you have to work for a couple more years, I don't know. But the point is, the Democrats won't make the deal. They draw a party line and they say, get on our side or else. And then you had this story, iconic Waterbury, Vermont dairy farm burns to the ground, killing all the animals. This was an awful story. And we can't even afford this. We don't have enough farms as it is. This is the type of story that used to be front page news, because this is a country of farmers. Well, not anymore. Nobody will even hear about this. Horrific news. Dairy farm burns to the ground, all the animals dead. Not good. Very sad to see that. Oh, and now Israel And it's not even Israel. It's the UN. What's that, guys? We got an update here. Israel suspends new relocation deal for African migrants. I'm going to go ahead and jump off the ledge and say it's because of me. Because I covered this at the top of the show. I'm joking. What time did they publish that? Can you guys pull that back up? 37 minutes ago? Am I out of control for taking credit for this, guys? I think I bullied the UN out of it. Good! So the story 5 hours ago was Israel to send 16,000 African migrants to Western countries. This was a call from the UN. Well, they just updated the story, guys. Pull it back up. I haven't seen this one. Thank you for the crew for scooping me here. Israel suspends new relocation deal for African migrants. So is that Israel or is that the UN? Scroll down a little bit for me here, guys. I'm going to see if they mention the UN in this deal. As right-wing pressure mounted on him to scrap the deal. I'm joking. I'm not taking credit for this. What I'm saying is, because people are shouting at the top of a mountain and actually want to have borders and are sick of the UN basically shaking up populations and civilizations with just moving these migrants everywhere, no. People are fighting back against it. So good. Sorry. Don't send your extra 16,000 African migrants here. We get enough of them already. In fact, we get more of them than the rest of the world. And a lot of them turn out to be great people. But some of them go on a stabbing fest at a university and shout Allahu Akbar. Just saying. Facebook and Google are becoming too big to be governed. French President Macron warns. Wow. How about that? So in Europe now they're starting to look at Facebook and Google and the rest of them. You got lawsuits in Europe as well. Now investigations in the United States. Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. Mark Hamill, or better known as Luke Skywalker, tweets out, "I hate our president. Wow. Because I love our country." Okay, so President Trump has done amazing things for the country, putting America first, American flags everywhere at the rallies, the most pro-American people voted for Trump, he's the most pro-America president we've seen in decades, and Mark Hamill says he loves the country so much he hates the president that is making the country great again. Really makes sense, Mark. Boy, I guess the force leaves you in old age. Students earn credit for attending white privilege conference. Students at the University of Colorado Springs can earn up to 3 academic credits through a course that requires them to attend the annual White Privilege Conference. Aw. And yeah, we tell you they're indoctrinating the students at these universities to hate white people. You don't believe it, and then we prove it again. From the Daily Beast, wild, wild country, most shocking reveals from the sex cult FBI informant. You can read the story there if you want, or you can go back to an Alex Jones show from 20 years ago and he can tell you all about that. You remember that couple that was arrested that was from Texas that said they were on a government mission that had all of those weapons? Well, they're still saying that they were on a mission and they were prepping for some civil unrest that was supposed to go down and ended up not going down. So was there some sort of Vegas-style event set to happen that they were on hold for, or are these people just totally insane? I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. CNN mocked for glorifying JFK's legendary infidelity after harping on sex allegations against Trump. Yeah, the same people that stood by Bill Clinton's side, said it's just sex, it's his personal life, why are you getting involved in it, are now the ones obsessing with Donald Trump and porn stars that claim they had relationships with him in the past. This is, look, the left is so hypocritical now, it's just marvelous and obvious to the even the dumbest individual. That's why they're dumber than the dumbest, that they don't even get it. Folks, please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. I did bad plugging today, so please make up for me doing a bad job plugging and go to InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to get reamed by Alex tomorrow for not plugging, so please get the $50 off Alexa Pure Breeze. Get the 50% off CellForce. Get the 25% off the new Bodies, the ultimate turmeric product. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's how you stay classy, InfoWarriors.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store. You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.